Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay him.
I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do!
I won. You lost. Get used to the ideas.
Race. He said race. I hope I win.
Rafer Guzman of Newsday and Takeaway Film Critic is here with our weekend movie roundup. Hi, Rafer.
Todd, good to be here.
It's great to have you. We've got three films that you're reporting on today. We've got Mother from Darren Aronofsky with Michelle Pfeiffer and Jennifer Lawrence, American Assassin with Michael Keaton, and then Angelina Jolie has directed a new film about the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. We are talking about Mother, as I mentioned, with Michelle Pfeiffer. I have some trivia for you, Rafer. Don't answer now. I've got an audio clip for you. If you know this, by the way, listeners, you can hit me up on Twitter, at Todd Zwillick. See if you can beat Rafer on this one. You shouldn't miss this one. Here's Michelle Pfeiffer in a famous movie. Name this movie, please.
Can't you see what we're becoming, Tom? We're losers. We're not winners.
We're not winners. We're losers, says Michelle Pfeiffer. Name that film. Think about it. Let's move on to Mother now. This is Michelle Pfeiffer. This is Ed Harris, Javier Bardem, and Jennifer Lawrence. Here's a scene with Michelle Pfeiffer and Jennifer Lawrence.
I saw how you reacted earlier. I know what it's like when you're just starting out and you think you have all the time in the world. And, you know, you're not going to be so young forever. Have kids. Then you'll be creating something together. This is all just setting.
I saw this trailer. It looks scary.
Well, Paramount is billing this as a psychological thriller, and you hear, Michelle Pfeiffer stalking Jennifer Lawrence there, circling her. It's not really a psychological thriller. This is more of a psycho-biblical allegory, I would say, where Jennifer Lawrence plays mother, lowercase. Javier Bardem seems to be her husband, an older man, him, capital H, and they live in this house together that's very tranquil, kind of a paradise, but it is invaded by a man and a woman. That's Michelle Pfeiffer, also Ed Harris. You can see the allegory there. Things get more and more and more complicated, more and more harrowing, horrific. I found this a lot of fun. The great thing about Darren Aronofsky is he always kind of goes there.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing, he goes for it.
It seemed chilling to me, so...
Chilling is not quite the right word. It's a little bit more of a cerebral exercise, not as emotionally engaging as I might like, but I think if you're into sort of a parable puzzle, it's going to be pretty interesting.
American Assassin didn't seem incredibly cerebral when I saw the trailer. Michael Keaton is training anti-terrorist assassins and gets more than he bargained for.
I think that's right. I think that's an astute judgment on your part, Todd. I was hoping for a good, fast, fun, cheap thrills action flick out of this. You've got Dylan O'Brien as this CIA recruit. Michael Keaton, as you say, who's always fun, hoping for a little bit of a Mission Impossible or a Jason Bourne. Instead, you get this very dour, glum, very violent, very dislikable film, more like a Syriana or something, or trying to be a Sicario. Didn't work for me. I wanted a little less somberness out of this action film.
And Angelina Jolie returns to Cambodia as director to direct First They Killed My Father, A Daughter of Cambodia Remembers.
Right, based on a memoir. It's a Netflix film, also in theaters, some theaters and cities. Very earnest, very harrowing, very well-intentioned film. Again, I think these films can be a tough go if you don't have a real story, some real characters, and some drama to pull you through. So I found that a little bit difficult. 2 hours and 15 minutes, a little bit too long for me. But I think Angelina Jolie is a serious director and a very skilled director, and I think there are some really memorable moments in this film.
And her name will draw people into the theater for sure. All right, let's get back to trivia, if you like, Rafer, because I played you a clip of Michelle Pfeiffer in a famous film. Here it is.
We're not winners. We're losers.
We're not winners, we're losers. She's talking to Tony there,
I'm
Rafer.
Coming up blank. I'm sorry, Todd.
1983.
Into the Night? I don't know.
Scarface.
Oh.
Michelle Pfeiffer as Elvira Hancock talking to Tony Montana there in the famous restaurant scene. And I'll give you just a little bit of an impression before we go with Tony Montana. So say goodnight to the bad guy. That's the scene. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
The Takeaway is supported by Roadside Attractions, presenting Stronger, starring Jake Gyllenhaal as Jeff Bowman, whose strength became a symbol of hope after a national tragedy. In theaters September 22nd.